Good afternoon, everyone. I'm sorry, I still have a few bugs because I did my presentation on the PC and it's on a Mac. Basically, the story I want to tell you is that we have known about the danger of carbon dioxide to global temperature since 1896, 122 years ago, when Swedish scientist Svante Arrhenius realized that if we were to double CO2 concentration, temperature would increase significantly. It took more than 75 years to have climate change finally discussed at a UN conference, and another 20 years, in 1992, for us to get the first climate treaty. And normally I should have shown you this part after, but do you know what happened since 1992? And if you look at the chart, oops. So that's going to be more, yeah. Since 1992, we basically doubled our cumulative greenhouse gas emission. So the amount of CO2 that we emitted over the last 26 years is equivalent to what humans emitted before. And that's global, it's not just for the US, it's a global story. So basically, and we know there are many consequences. So it was already mentioned before, but we have more. Just last year, the hurricane season claims hundreds of lives just in the US and the Caribbean, and this worth more than $300 billion of assets. So what's missing? What's missing, I think, and I'm going to give you two very brief examples, it's measurement. You can only manage what you measure. If you want to lose weight, you look at the calories you eat, calories that you burn when you exercise, and then you look at the result on your scale. If you want to improve your athletic performance, it's the same. You train, you look with your timer, how you improve. That's what's missing, and that's what we have been doing for the last 10 years. We have developed, and again, I'm sorry, it's really messy, a four-step approach that was already briefly introduced by Alberto. Thank you very much for explaining the work we did with you. So we start with calculation, measuring carbon emission, understanding what your footprint. Then we come with recommendation. How can you reduce your carbon footprint? And then for the best players in the class, so I would say probably about 25% of our clients, partners, we go even one step further and we provide carbon offset to help them become carbon neutral. So they can get a seal, CO2 neutral, that they can use on their websites, on their products, on anything. So we also support the communication. So as I explained, that's one example of the project which is supported partly by Ace Natural. And that's another example of a client, it's Le Pain Quotidien, LPQ. They're also carbon neutral working with us. That's a picture of the team in Belgium, because I started in Belgium. In the US, the team is still smaller, with just three people. And some of the clients that we serve, so you've seen some larger organizations as well. We've been doing this for 10 years. Thank you.